When it comes to marriage, the Bible says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Now, I don't know what people don't understand about that, because that's a really strong statement.
Right.
You can't get any stronger than that. You can't. You just can't do it. I mean, how can you make a stronger statement about how wives are supposed to submit to your husband than to say, do it as you would to God? Think about that. Submit to your husband as you submit to God. So how submitted are you to your husband? Well, that tells me how submitted you are to God. Because God's the one who made this commandment. God's the one who made this rule. God's the one who put your husband as your authority figure in your life. And some women right now might even be bristling at what I'm saying. But you know what? It's not me that you have a problem with. It's God. That's what the Word says. This couldn't be any clearer. This is not ambiguous when it says, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. What does that say? In some things? Well, not in that area. Well, it says in everything. Now, this might be a tough pill for you to swallow, but you better swallow it because it's what the Bible says. And, you know, I'm not trying to ruin your life here. I'm trying to actually help you live a better life. And look, this isn't the only scripture because, you know, women could be racking their brain right now like, well, what's another interpretation? You know, is there another way that this could... But there's plenty of other scripture. Titus 2 says to be obedient to their own husbands. 1 Peter chapter 3, even as Sarah also obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. So the Bible is crystal clear that the wife is to submit herself to her husband. You say, well, to what degree, though? Where do you draw the line? Well, wherever you draw the line in your submission to the Lord. You say, well, that's extreme, you're crazy. Well, call me what you want. I'm just reading the Bible to you and telling you what it says. I'm not really adding anything. It says you submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. The husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. So to what degree is our church submitted to Christ? That's the degree that wives should submit to their husbands. That's what the Bible says. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands and everything. I mean, we say all the time that the Word of God is our final authority in all matters of faith and practice. So let me ask this, is your husband the final authority in your life? If not, you're not right with God. The Bible's pretty clear. Then he gets on the husband. He said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. So, obviously, husbands are supposed to love their wives, and wives are supposed to love their husbands. It says that elsewhere in Scripture. But when it comes to the main thing that we should really focus on, As husbands, it's to love our wives, to show them love, to demonstrate that love, and to be willing to lay down our lives for our wives, right? To love them with all of our heart. And you say, well, to what degree do you love your wife? To the degree that Christ loved the church. So again, that's an extremely high standard of how much love to have. And the wife's main responsibility is to reverence her husband. And to submit to her husband. So, obviously, both husband and wife want to feel loved. Everybody wants to be loved. But actually, what men need more than being loved is they need to be respected by their wives. They need to be reverenced by their wives. Even more than just feeling loved, you know, they want to be reverenced. And the thing is, our wives, they want to be loved. And that's what we need to focus on with them, making sure they feel loved, making sure that they know that we love them and that we express that love and demonstrate that love. And here's the thing, if you love your wife, you're not going to be a selfish dictator. You're going to be a benevolent dictator. And people say, oh, you're a dictator. Amen. The best form of government is a benevolent dictatorship. That's what Jesus Christ is going to institute when he comes to this earth and rules with a rod of iron. A benevolent dictatorship. But you see, a bad leader is one who doesn't love his people. He doesn't care about them. All he cares about is himself and his own power. Look, are there husbands like that who abuse their power? Absolutely. And you say, oh, but what about all these husbands who are just these tyrants and dictators and abuse their power and treat their wife like... Oh, yeah? What about all the loudmouth, disobedient wives? Because both exist. Both exist. And you know what? Both are wrong. But just because your wife is a loudmouth, disobedient, rebellious wife, the Bible says love your wives. And it says be not bitter against them. Meaning that when they enrage you or anger you or hurt you, you are to not let the sun go down on your wrath. And you are to not be bitter against them. You are to love them, forgive them, as Christ forgave us. You're to walk in kindness and love toward them, tenderhearted, forgiving one, just as Christ did for us. That's what we do for our wives, even if they are rebellious, even if they are loud and stubborn and all the things that the Bible says that a woman should not be. But flip that over. Even if your husband is a jerk, even if he is a selfish tyrant, you submit to him and reverence him. And by the way, most people, they always want to point the finger to the other person in the relationship when often they are the problem. Try reverencing your husband and watch his love for you grow. Rebel against your husband, disrespect him, constantly trample his ego, and constantly mouth off to him. And you know what? Yeah, his love is going to wane, unfortunately, because he's human. Even though he should love you no matter what, like Christ loves us no matter what, he's human. And you know, you show your wife no love, obviously, she's going to get bitter and whatever just because she's human. But that doesn't justify it. So don't come out of the sermon, you know, thinking to yourself, man, I hope my wife was listening to this, or I hope my husband's listening to this. You know, you both need to listen. Yeah. Everybody needs to listen. And if husbands are loving their wives and if wives are submitting to their husbands, you're going to have a happy marriage. You say, well, it's 50-50. Oh, it's sort of like Christ and the church is 50-50, right? Wrong. This 50-50 queer-looking marriage where, you know, there's no boss, we're both equal, we both wear the pants in the family, right? That's not God's plan. And you know, it doesn't make anybody happy. Right. Feminism doesn't make women happy. Right. It makes them miserable. And the women who scream the loudest for their feminism are the ones who need to be put in their place the most. They're on the inside, they're actually crying out, please, please, would you put me in my place? Would you please lord over me? Please rule over me. Please draw a line in the sand. Please put me in my place. I'm not kidding. Why? They're looking for a boundary. And on the outside, I'm going to do whatever I want. But on the inside, they're just thinking like, is he just going to keep letting me push him? And then they're just thinking, and then when he gives in to their ultimatums and demands, this is what they're thinking inside. Oh, you pathetic weakling. Oh, you loser. They want to be told no. Tell them no. They love it. It's true. I'm not kidding. Why? Because it's the natural order of things. Nobody is happy. It's like a fish out of water. It's like a chimpanzee on a bicycle when you have a husband at home and he's doing all the chores. His wife's out working. He's at home doing all the chores. And he's like, yes, dear, I'm right on it, dear. I'll take care of it right away, dear. You know, and he's submitting to her and she's wearing the bed. It's completely backwards. And it may, look, men are miserable when they're not the boss in their home. And women are miserable when they don't want to. Look, they might say, oh, I want 50-50. I want a guy I can push around. No, they don't. You know what they want? A big, strong man to lead them. Instinctively, on a visceral level, God created it. All the way back to Genesis 3:16. Not John 3:16, Genesis 3:16. It says that her husband would rule over her. And that her desire would be to her husband. Women want, despite what all the women in the media are screaming about, women actually want to be submitted housewives. That's their dream. Yes. And don't get in the car and ask your wife if that's true. You've already failed. You need to just believe me and believe the Bible that that's true. And just start. And you say, well, I tried it. My wife said no. So I backed off. Take the bull by the horns, friend. You got to get in there. And I'm not saying to be a jerk. I'm not saying to be mean. I'm not saying to be rude. You know, you can be the boss and be firm and lead without being mean or a jerk. You just need to be firm. You just need to be stern. And the reason I'm parking on this, you say, oh, why don't you talk more about husbands loving their wives? But here's the thing. Here's why. Because we've already heard that our whole lives. But you know what we haven't heard our whole lives? How wives are supposed to submit to their husbands. That's what we've not been taught. That's what TV's not telling us. That's what the school system and 99% of even independent Baptist churches aren't teaching. That's why we have to kind of park it on that and undo some wrong ideas. Why? It's just because I don't want your marriage to be miserable. And you know what? If you want to walk out of here and say that I'm wrong, go ahead. Because you're the one that's going to have to dwell in the corner of the housetop eating a dinner of herbs just to get away from your brawling, contentious wife. I'm not the one that has to live with that monster. So, you know, if you want to walk out of here and say, well, I'm going to submit to my wife, it's going to be 50-50, well, you go ahead, buddy. Enjoy. Okay? And you know what? Your wife is not going to be happy. She's going to think you're a pathetic loser. When was the last time you saw a romance novel with some submitted guy on it? Right? It's always some dragon slayer dude. Right? With big muscles and, you know, he doesn't come along and just say, hey, would it be okay if I take you out sometime? You know, that's not even the world will tell you that. Right? You know, and you single guys, take notes. You know, when you ask a girl out on a date, you tell her, hey, here's where we're going. Here's what we're going to do. You take the lead. You take charge. You don't go, so where do you want to go? So, you have anything in mind for our date? Pathetic loser. That's what she's thinking. I'm not kidding. You know, you got to be the man. You got to lead. And then both husband and wife can be happy. You know, just as the church is submitted to Christ, wives need to submit to their husband. And this isn't about the husband's better than the wife. I don't care if your husband has Down syndrome. Put him in charge. Okay? This whole thing of, oh, well, I'm smarter, so I'm going to lead. Oh, I'm more spiritual. No, you're not. If you were more spiritual, you'd obey what the Bible said. Sick and tired of wives thinking that their husband is so unspiritual and he's just so bad at leading. Give him a chance to lead. See what he can even do. Crying out loud. But he said, it's all summed up in this. I'm out of time. But in verse 33, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself. This is kind of the synopsis of all these verses. And the wife see that she reverence her husband. What does it mean to reverence? Well, the Bible says, for example, in Hebrews chapter 12, it says that we should serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God's a consuming fire. If you study the word reverence, and I encourage you, and especially if you're a lady that struggles with this, or if you're a lady that's offended by this, you should go home and do a Bible study on the word reverence in the Bible. That's your homework assignment, ladies, if you have a problem with this. You go home, and I want you to look up every time the word reverence is used and see what it says. And then at each mention, say, is this how I treat my husband? Is this how I am toward my husband? Because that's the standard. And you say, well, my husband's not worthy of that reverence. Well, you know what? Is Christ worthy? Because do it as unto the Lord, right? and you say, well, my wife's not worthy of my love. Well, let me ask you this. Are you worthy of Christ's love? No. I mean, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's how God commends his love toward us. So we need to just quit blaming the other person and make sure that we do our... It's got to be from the heart, guys. Don't just say, well, you know, I bought my wife flowers because I want to show her I love her. But here's the thing. Women are much more perceptive than men. And so if you, even if you do the right gestures, even if you buy the meals and the flowers and the chocolates and, you know, if it's not from the heart, they're going to see through that. At least I know that my wife has like a sixth sense of perception. She walks in the house and is just like, there's been an accident here. Something went wrong while I was gone. Somebody was playing with matches. I'm like, that was 3 hours ago. You know, my wife walks in and she knows. Women are much more perceptive than men. They have a sense of things. So if your love's not real, if you're just going through the motions like, well, Pastor Anderson said to give this a shot, so I'm going to try it and see if my wife starts reverencing me and calling me Lord, you know. But here's the thing. If the love's not real, she's going to sense that. So you got to, the love has to come from the heart. You say, well, how do I do? You know, pray the Lord to help you. Read the Bible. Get filled with the Spirit. Sing the hymns and get right with God. And, you know, think about all the reasons why you married your wife in the first place. You know, and you must have liked something about her, right? You know, and work on not acting like you love your wife. Work on actually loving your wife. No, really. I mean, actually loving your wife. And wives, work on actually reverencing your husband, actually having respect for him in your heart, not just, yes, sir. You know, actually having an attitude toward him that's a right attitude. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.